You're listening to Coverville's Who Did It Better, episode 16 for Monday, May 10th, 2010, covers of Sunday, Bloody Sunday. Greetings from Coverville for another Monday morning. It's May 10th, 2010. My name is Brian Ibbett. Welcome to another edition of Who Did It Better, where I play you two tracks, two covers of the same song, and ask you to tell me who you think did a much better job of covering it. Before we get to today's cover, which is in celebration of Bono's 50th birthday, happy birthday, Bono. Let's go ahead and look at last week's Who Did It Better. It was versions of A-ha's Take On Me, performed by Sarah Bareilles and Letters Lost. And looking at the scores here, 46, almost 50%, 46, 47, 46% said the acoustic version by Sarah Bareilles was the better of the two versions. Letters Lost, though, still had a very good showing with about 30% of the vote. But here was the big thing. The other answer, the write-in column, a lot of votes for Real Big Fish. 16 votes for Real Big Fish, 2 votes for MXPX and AC Newman each, 1 vote each for The New Relics, Shiny and the Spoonful, and The Supers. I'm not familiar with the Supers version, I don't think. And then a single vote for the Literal version. You remember that version that came out on YouTube with, I think it was the first of the Literal videos, was Take On Me. A lot of fun. 8% of you said neither. No, neither of those two versions really did it for you. So congratulations this week to Sarah Bareilles, the big winner of Who Did It Better for Take On Me. Now let's get to this week, which I think came from a suggestion, although I didn't find it in my email. Maybe it was just a request for one of these two songs. Today we're going to be looking at U2's Sunday, Bloody Sunday. One of their big hits, one of their big war anthems right there, and two very different versions. As usual, I like to try and present you with two different versions of the tune. The first one is going to be by Paramore. This one actually was a request, and let's go ahead and listen to that one. This comes from a live recording, I believe, in the BBC. I want to say it was for the BBC, but I will find out by the end of the song. Here's Paramore with their cover of Sunday, Bloody Sunday.
I can't believe the news today. Oh, I can't close my eyes and make it go away. How long must we sing this song? How long?
Brothers, sisters torn apart. Sunday,
Paramore's cover of Sunday, Bloody Sunday, a very mellow acoustic version of that tune. Let's go at, well, maybe not acoustic, but certainly more of a slower ballad than the original version. Let's move on to a version that, for me, kind of reminds me a little bit of John Lennon. If John Lennon were to cover Sunday, Bloody Sunday, I think it would sound a lot like this version I'm about to play by Lance Angelus, which comes from a 2005 collection called The Ultimate Tribute to U2. I love this version and felt like I had to include it in this competition. Here's Sunday, Bloody Sunday by Lance Angelus. Lance Angelus and his cover of Sunday, Bloody Sunday, which you'll find on a 2005 collection called The Ultimate Tribute to U2. So I think I may have said at the beginning of the show this is a war-related song. No. It's related to a 1972 incident where some civil rights protesters were killed by English soldiers, several of them, and they were all unarmed and just there to protest. Anyway, how about a downer right now, Brian? Let's go ahead and play the ending music. If you want to vote, I want you to vote. I want you to go ahead and go to coverville.com and cast your vote for one of those two versions. Or you can say other and write in another version that happens to do it for you. Or you can say neither. You can say, hey, you know what? Neither of those songs really do it for me. I like the original, and I only like the original. Go to coverville.com, search for the Who Did It Better post. It'll be right there on the front page. Just scroll down a little bit and cast your vote for Paramore or Los Angeles. Voting ends on Friday, the 14th at midnight, so get your votes in before then. Now, if you haven't gotten enough U2 this week for the cover story on Thursday night, it will be a U2 cover story in honor of Bono's 50th birthday again, which is today. All right, thanks again for listening. If you want to make a suggestion for a future Who Did It Better, email me at coverville@gmail.com. You can also call and leave an audio suggestion for a Who Did It Better at 206-222-COVER. That's 206-222-2683. Thanks for tuning in. We will see you next week for another edition of Coverville, Who Did It Better?